Hello and welcome to the McCarty Metro Podcast. We're here live at the Dan McCarty Golf Classic. What is this, the 15th annual?
15th.
And I have with me Mike McCarty, the oldest McCarty, and Larry McCarty, the fourth oldest McCarty. Welcome, guys.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry. Thanks for having us.
Oh, sure. And Mike came in from Grand Rapids. Larry came in from Nashville. And we are here in Oakland, Michigan. And last night we had a little spirited karaoke, the traditional karaoke before the golf. And what did you sing, Mike?
I don't know. It was gay night.
It was alternative lifestyle.
Alternative lifestyle. That's right. It was.
Yeah, that was. I think me and Kelly sang. You don't bring me flowers. Or actually, the golf thing reminds me. Karaoke and golf are the same kind of for me because last year I did not make the tournament. And I did not do, but usually I do one karaoke a year and one golf a year.
And it shows.
Well, no, but that's what makes it feel good is because last night there were people there that you know come there every week. And we do one karaoke, and okay, we suck, but we're not as bad as those people. And I feel the same way about my golf.
I feel warm all over now about myself.
And I feel the same way about the golf is, even though I golf once a year, I would hate to golf like every week and play as badly.
Oh, yes. Well, it's amazing. The Dan McCarty Golf Tournament. I mean, it started 15 years ago, and he was the only golfer in the family.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, the rest of us.
And he still is.
And he still is.
And if Dan McCarty actually did participate in this tournament, it probably would start at 6 in the morning like that.
Yes, it would.
But you'd sneak on. That would be the good thing. Yeah, there would be no pay involved.
That
no
would be it.
And speaking of which, I just need to get one thing off my chest here. So, Larry, last night while we were at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and singing, what were you? Oh, you were saying, Larry sang the drunken version of what Elvis song?
Suspicious Minds.
Suspicious Minds.
Which that song never ends. I had to literally walk out of the building.
Okay, but do you remember what you told me about what time to be here?
Steve said...
Yeah, that's exactly what you told me.
Steve said, wanted to get here early, probably around 6:30.
Yeah.
Want to get set up.
Larry tells me, Steve wants everybody here at 6:30. Okay, it's like 7 o'clock right now. Steve is not here. It's pretty much us three guys doing a podcast.
That's it.
So, Larry, tell me your first set of golf clubs. Well, I guess those were Danny's first set of golf clubs. Your godfather.
My
Uncle Jim.
Uncle Jim gave a set of wood shaft clubs that we took up to Coyle Park and hit a ball around.
And my favorite was the Mashie. They didn't have numbers on them. They had, like, the names on them. There was, like, the Mashie, the Spoon... they had all these things. They had numbers on the clubs. They were so old.
No wonder we can't go.
Whatever happened to that set?
I think, I'm sure that they're, because they're wood shafted, I'm sure that Danny broke some. And what he didn't break, I'm sure that Dan broke trying to do it. But yeah, those things were probably worth, you know, several hundred thousand dollars if we were hitting them at Coyle Park. Speaking of which, the NHL playoffs are going, and speaking of worth several hundred thousand dollars, you know, Mike, with the Chicago Blackhawks about ready to win the Cup, that Bobby Hull stick that you have is probably worth that could be worth a whole lot of money. Why don't you tell the audience exactly what happened with your autographed Bobby Hull?
The audience will identify, because they've all... How many times have you been playing hockey out in the street, you know, with friends? And you break a stick and you need another stick.
Right.
Well, the Bobby Hull stick was right there. I cut off the end of it and put on a plastic thing, you know, because it's better on the street. You know, the plastic grips the street better.
So you took a hockey stick signed by the Golden Jet, Bobby Hull. And how many, he's got like, what is he on lifetime goal list? Well, now he's probably down there, but at the time he was probably like five.
Sure, he was up there.
Maurice Richard, Gordie Howe, Wayne Gretzky, and Bobby Hall. Top four.
Original six, you think of Bobby Hall.
Think of Bobby Hall.
And that's why I didn't cut off his name. His name is still up on the shaft, you know.
So you took this, that's hockey stick, signed by a legend. Alcoholic legend, Kevin, okay? You took this hockey stick and you cut off the end of it.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Still don't feel bad about it.
What was the outcome of the street hockey?
I forgot. all I know, I wasn't hit by a car, so which was good, you know.
And so anyway, so Larry, what's it like being back here in Michigan, your stomping ground? When did you officially leave Michigan?
I've been gone about 26, 27 years now.
26 wow. years.
Yeah.
And this area where we're at is like 30 mile, which was, there was nothing here.
There was nothing here back then.
I don't even think I ever even came up near this place back when we were, this was the stomping ground. But anyway, there sure is a lot of fields here and a lot of mosquitoes. And but Larry, the floods down there in Tennessee.
Oh yeah,
you recovering from it?
Yeah, we got quite a flood down there, and of course, no media coverage on it. we might have got maybe 5 minutes after the fact in other areas, but all of downtown was completely flooded.
You should have invited Tiger Woods to come down there and. Go to some of the places, you got plenty of media coverage.
Yeah, but the whole neighborhood is just wiped out.
Cool. Wow.
And you've been volunteering.
I've been volunteering.
Oh, I've seen the pictures. Yep, Larry and your daughters have been volunteering.
Yep, they're out delivering lunches to people and that. So that's what Nashville's all about.
Yeah, that and we'll keep the alcoholic theme going. And alcoholic country singers. Hank Williams Jr., one of their, Hank Williams Sr. and Jr., I think they're both
alcoholics
and legends in Tennessee. Well, anyway, let's get back to the golf classic here. What do we have going on? So pretty much describe, Mike, for the people, what's going on here. So we got a scramble golf tournament, right?
Yes, we do.
And they raise a whole lot of money for Lupus.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have then we pretty much eat a bunch of cold cuts.
that's pretty much. All in honor of our brother Dan.
That's right. All in honor of
who was one of...
Who really liked cold cuts.
Who really liked cold cuts. And all the McCarty brothers, except for Dennis, are here today. And all 14 of us.
14 of us?
There are 14 of us.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Your kids are here.
No, I mean brothers.
Oh, 14 brothers. There's only eight boys in the family, Mike.
Well, no, wait. There were six of us that got trapped in the bad boys' home. that never made it out.
I never heard of those.
I am the only one to have escaped from the bad boys' home.
Jermaine, Tito.
Well, actually, how many McCartys are there going to be? Actually, you know, pretty much we're the only people at this.
Yeah. We're here early enough so that we're... it's us and the two cart
guys. Yeah, by the way, there's still nobody here at this this event. So, but your family's here,
yes.
Right? And then we've got other extensions of the family from the Wendt side, from my mom's side. You know, we could just do this at our house in the basement. Just save a lot of trouble. Save getting up at 6:30 in the morning. And but anyway, then there's going to be an auction. So after the cold cuts, which I can't tell you too much about, but after the cold cuts, then there's an auction, and we got lots of big prizes at the auction, right?
Yes, we do.
Well, I guess we only know.
Courtesy of Jerry McCarty.
Well, no, not those. I was thinking. I was hoping that you knew some other prizes. But
Mike has a comprehensive list of all the prizes, and apparently Mike's the only one who has this list of the prizes.
And then there's like a raffle, but I think there's going to be, at the raffle, at least my memory of, and I wasn't here last year, but lots of golf umbrellas.
Yes, there were. Never have enough umbrellas.
Exactly.
And so we got golf umbrellas, and
here comes another
that's
person.
That's about it. Oh, here comes another person. So yeah, somebody else showed up here. So either they're going to kick us out or
yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, we are past our time. We've shot our 10 minutes and going into minute 12. But Larry, Mike, thanks for being with us at the podcast, and have a great time golfing.
Thanks,
right
Jared.
Back at
this
you,
has
Jerry.
Been a historic moment for me.
Yes, it has.
Good, good, good. And you can get these podcasts at the McCarty Metro. So www.mccartymetro.com. Thank you.
All right.